Stitches Making Stitches. Welcome to the first of this year's Christmas and New Year specials with Lisa and Linda Rose from the Crochet Sanctuary and Christine Perry, also known as Winnick Mum. They shared what they've been up to this year as well as their plans for the future and New Year's resolutions.
There was one sanctuary where we had Hook and Kutch have a pop-up shop, and we would talk about yarn, and I'd just moved house, so I'd counted all my skeins, and Jess told me that I had more skeins at home than she had in the whole pop-up shop. And then she told me that maybe it was time to look at my house insurance and add a bit on to cover the yarn. But right, I need to stop. And then I bought two advents after that, so yeah, I need to stop. So that's my resolution, use up my stash.
I've actually become quite good. It's hard at the sanctuary when you've got pop-up shops there because you want to support the people that are there by buying stuff. But I have actually been pretty good the last few. That's a lie, isn't it?
Yeah. I wasn't going to call you out, but yeah, it's all.
Yeah. Just thinking back, that's a lie.
The number of times I've been out and there've been feet out of boots or shoes, and it's great. I love it. So I'm hoping that I'll be able to help people bring lots more pairs of socks into the world. That's my plan for next year.
Hello and welcome to Making Stitches, and happy Christmas to you. I'm Lindsay, a lifelong crafter, a crochet designer and journalist. I love the fact that this podcast helps me share my two passions, creativity and sharing people's stories. In the two special festive episodes, I'm going to be sharing chats I've had with some old friends of the podcast, as well as looking back at 2022 in the world of making stitches. First of all, I caught up with Lisa and Linda Rose from the Crochet Sanctuary. They were my first ever guests on the podcast back in spring of 2020. Since then, they've made a few appearances on the podcast, and I even managed to get along to one of their Crochet Sanctuary away days last year too.
Linda Rose and Lisa from the Crochet Sanctuary, hello again.
Hello.
That was beautifully done in sync. So I saw you a few weeks ago, actually, in real life.
You did?
At the Crochet Sanctuary, which was lovely. I popped in just for a little while to speak to one of your guest designers, and that interview is going to be coming up in the new year, so I won't say any more about it. But it was...
I look forward to listening to that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to sharing it with the world, because it's a fascinating lady who had lots to talk about, so it was really good. But aside from that, how's Crochet Sanctuary World been for you in 2022?
Busy.
Chaotic. Yeah, we've just been, because of COVID, all the dates that we had last year should have been done the year before.
Mm.
So we've done it, haven't we, Linda?
Yeah, so next year will be fresh. Brand new dates that aren't shifted in any way or any shenanigans.
Yeah.
Nothing's been amended or messed with, because I'll hold my hands up, I have made some mistakes with bookings. And it's purely because we'd rearranged all of the dates and people, you know, obviously they weren't suitable for everybody, and we'd said to everybody, you know, if this date isn't suitable, please let us know and we can rearrange it for you, not an issue. And people did change, but it was all a little bit manual. A little bit of human error on my part, to say the least. But yeah.
It was all fixable. It was fine.
Yeah, it was fixable. It was good, yeah.
But you're not only dealing with the people who come to the sanctuary to take part, you're dealing with the designers as well. And when times and days are moving for them, it must be very difficult to try and get everything sorted.
Definitely. I think we only had one where we didn't have a designer last year.
Yeah, we did have one designer that was supposed to fly in from the Netherlands, and then the rescheduled date, it worked originally and then it wasn't going to work, so we had to get a new designer in, but we had enough time for that one to get
I don't think the designers have been they've been really flexible, haven't they? They've been actually really accommodating. They've been brilliant.
Some of them move around more than wants, and
yeah,
I've been absolutely fine with it. So
yeah, but just to get them done and dusted. Not that we wanted to get them all out of the way or anything, but just
it just feels fresh, doesn't it? Like a fresh new start for a new year.
Yeah, and we get a little break during this time, don't we? So I don't know about you, Linda, but I'm just crocheting anything and everything.
100%.
So you spoke about in your own podcast, you were speaking about your crochet sanctuary at home endeavor. How's that going along?
Well, with the crochet sanctuary at home, it's something that we decided we were going to do, and we spoke about it a few times at the sanctuary just to the guests and to get a little bit of feedback and insight, and then they would then mention it on their social media, so we had a lot of people asking, so we had to talk about it before it was actually ready, which is why the kits still haven't materialised. So
we've got ready to go on some of them, but this, you want to do it right. We want to get it right, and with all these postal strikes that are happening at the minute, I don't think it's a good time to start something.
By the time we were ready, where we would have been able to start shipping them out, we were right in the midst of the postal strike. So
yeah,
just to leave it till next year, and
yeah, there's a ton of stock sitting there ready to go, isn't there? And everything's set up. It's even sitting on the website, just need to click it over. And but yeah, I would hate to start something and people not get their parcels. Or
see, that's what worried me, that because we have had a few people email in saying, oh, will the kits be ready for us to buy as Christmas gifts? And it's like, the risk of them not getting there in time. Like, I would hate to be fielding emails from people saying, oh, well, you know, it hasn't arrived. And, you know, it would upset me if I'd ordered something that didn't arrive. So
absolutely. No, I think you're probably very wise just to ride it out a little bit longer.
Yeah.
So for anybody...
But there might be a bit of procrastination there as well, though, Lindsay.
We're all guilty of that.
If we'd have actually cracked on and done it, we would have probably had it ready before the postal strikes. But yeah.
We'll draw a veil over that.
We were too busy crocheting.
Well, that's a fair excuse.
A fear as well, though, isn't there? Because you don't want to, you want to do it right. You don't want to get it wrong. And I just think with this, I think anything to put us off at the minute is, yeah. But I definitely think early next year, I think. Once these postal strikes are done. Yeah. Because we've also got a cowl ready to go as well.
Oh, wow.
But we were looking at doing the kits ourselves. But again, the postal. And then I think we bit off a bit more than we could chew with all that. Because we had two sanctuaries in a week. Bit ambitious, aren't we? Two sanctuaries in a week. And then it was the crochet at home kits and the cowl. So we've got people going on about the cowl. And it was just like, do you know what? Let's just focus on the crochet sanctuary and then get everything out next year and take it easy. There's no rushes there. It's always going to be there.
Absolutely. And for anybody who doesn't know what Crochet Sanctuary at Home is going to be, can you explain?
Do you want to explain, Linda?
I can. We then, a lot of the projects that we design ourselves for the sanctuary, we then release the patterns and things like that. And we decided that we would start kitting them up and then people could have a little touch of the Crochet Sanctuary, but at home.
That's a really good idea, because obviously you have a limited number of people who can come to each sanctuary, but I'm sure there's a lot more demand compared to who actually gets to go. So you can spread the love a bit further that way, can't you?
Just a little bit. But we always have quite a bit of stock left over as well, don't we? Just in case. And we thought, well, may as well kit those up.
And we always buy lots of like weird little bits for the gift bag. So we thought that, you know, we could include things like that with the kit that people buy, so they can sort of just have a little bit of something
like sanctuary at home.
So talking about we're talking about things for the future, is are they the main things that are on your sort of plan for Crochet Sanctuary 2023?
I'd say so, yeah. We've got all of our sanctuaries arranged for next year, and we haven't started yet, but well, we've had a chat about designers, haven't we? Because we need to start thinking about 2024.
Yeah, in January we usually approach the designers for the the year after, so we can get the dates all sorted with the venue and then slot the designers in, and very exciting.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think definitely the Crochet Sanctuary and then Crochet Sanctuary at Home, which I don't think is going to be like an abundance of stuff, is it, Linda?
No.
You know, and sometimes things don't go... There are some things that we design that don't quite go as well as we thought they would. They go great, but not quite as well as we thought that they would. So I think it's only the stuff like the small shawl, which really went down really well, and Linda's Shirley and Gary reindeer decorations. I mean, they've got to be kitted up.
Absolutely.
You know? There's things like that, like...
I named those after Lisa's parents.
Fantastic.
I loved it.
I'll bet. Immortalised.
Things like the It's Not Knitted beanie and the tea cosies as well, with those sorts of things that...
I think sometimes as well, some of the kits, some of the projects that we design, you think, oh, this one's going to go down banging. And then you look around the room and it's like, oh, well, actually, maybe it's not going down as well as you thought.
Yeah.
And then there'll be some things where you think, oh, I'm not so sure. This isn't right.
Yeah.
Maybe shouldn't have designed this. I once did this really big, like, whip basket.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I was so nervous because I thought nobody's going to enjoy doing this. And it went down so well. But I thought, oh, no, no one's going to like it. Because it was quite easy. It wasn't anything complex that you have to think about. And so sometimes things go down better than you think, and then other times...
Not that went down a storm, that whip basket. It really did. It did. And we sold quite a few of the patterns for those as well. But yeah, it'll only be stuff that's really gone down well that we do. And I don't know how well it's going to go.
Once we've released the patterns, because we don't actually push our patterns, do we? They're just like a byproduct from sanctuaries, and some of them sell really well, and then some of them nobody buys.
But we just don't push anything, do we?
No.
I think that's what it is. But yeah, I think definitely the Crochet Sanctuary at Home, a cowl or two next year, and the sanctuary.
Yeah. Fabulous. Fabulous. Well, before next year, of course, we've got Christmas, haven't we? So, have you got any? Is there anything on your Santa's wish list for something crochet wise? Something that you're really hankering after?
Not for me. Do you know what? Nobody's really asked me what I want.
Oh.
I haven't even thought about that. I did buy myself the, what was it called, Linda, from Hook and Cutch?
Festive Fade.
I did treat myself to the Festive Fade. I've not seen it, so I don't know what's in it. So I'm really excited for opening that. But yeah, my parents would never buy me anything yarny, and neither would my husband. I doubt my kids are going to get me anything yarny. They have in the past. But I've got some lovely gifts from, and we've both got some lovely gifts, haven't we, from our crochet friends, and I have an open mind, so I'm really looking forward to opening those, because there might be a few crochet-type things in there.
Oh, how wonderful.
That's exciting, but there's nothing on my wish list.
Mm. See, I think for me, I really love, like, a yarny gift that you open on Christmas Day, and then you can then make it, but I haven't actually seen any kits or anything that I've really fancied that I can sort of drop hints about, so...
And we're always looking out for yarny kits, aren't we, because... on a Friday night, we like to do a big Friday night project. We've actually been struggling to find.
We've had to start kitting things up as well.
Yeah.
Ourselves rather than buying them as kits.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Maybe that's why we started the Crochet Sanctuary at Home, so people can have kits.
Yeah. What about you, Lindsay? What have you got on your yarny wish list?
Well, I actually may have accidentally already bought something for myself. I'm going to take part in the Black Sheep Wools Betwixtmas.
I love doing Betwixtmas.
But I watched when Sarah unveiled it, she was saying that, you know, you don't just need to buy the kit, you can use the yarn that you've got. And I have a beautiful skein of Yarn Whisperer yarn that I've been desperately looking for a pattern for. So I took that along to Black Sheep Wools and found two coordinating colours there. And that's going to be my Christmas project. So, and it's sitting on the side and it's tempting me, and it's so difficult because I've got a million and one other things going on at the same time and I can't start it yet. I've got to wait. But
now,
I keep going and stroking it.
I've got a confession to make because I haven't seen the Black Sheep Wools Betwixt Me.
Ah.
I've been so busy.
I haven't seen the cheers, to be
you
fair.
Haven't.
Not just you.
I've got three skeins in this Hook and Cutch.
Oh.
Festive fade. So I could actually do that and start that Christmas Day.
Yeah, I made the Betwixt Me last year and I enjoyed doing that, but I just used yarn from Stash for that.
Mm. Yeah. So. I think that's going to be my plan.
Well, I'm being brave as well. I'm doing the knitted version rather than the crochet.
Oh.
I had to buy needles, well, a circular needle. So that's going to be a voyage of discovery.
If only people could see Lisa's face right now.
I did. I said knitting. Although I may only get a few rows in, pull it out, and then do the crochet version if it's not working.
What is the pattern? The Betwixt Me.
It's a triangular shawl, striped, and some of the stripes have got more than one colour. Like there's odd stitches here and there, so it kind of fades through. It's really beautiful. So
I'm gonna have to have a look at that after this.
Absolutely. And I'll have to put a link to it in the show notes as well, so if anybody who's listening can have a look.
You forget people are listening, don't you? Sorry. Oh dear.
So have you got any crafty New Year's resolutions for next year?
I have. So last year's resolution was to stop buying yarn unless it was for a specific project. But the exception to that rule was if it was hand-dyed, it didn't count. I think it has to be to stop buying hand-dyed yarn, because there was one sanctuary where we had Hook and Cutch have a pop-up shop, and we would talk about yarn, and I'd just moved house. So I'd counted all my skeins, and Jess told me that I had more skeins at home than she had in the whole pop-up shop. And then she told me that maybe it was time to look at my house insurance and add a bit on to cover the yarn. But right, I need to stop. And then I bought two advents after that. So, yeah, I need to stop. So that's my resolution. Use up my stash.
That's a very healthy resolution, I think. What about you, Lisa?
I haven't got any. But
you're just not kidding yourself, are you? That's it.
No, I do it every year, and I think because you know when you sort your craft room out, because Linda and I have both moved house this year as well. I moved in the end. End of February, and I can't remember when you moved, but
July.
But both of us have disgusted ourselves really with the amount of yarn that we've got. It's really bad.
I mean, when someone tells you have to up your house insurance, like your contents insurance, there's a problem.
There is. It really is. But I've actually become quite good. It's hard at the sanctuary when you've got pop-up shops there, because you want to support, the people that are there by buying stuff. But I have actually been pretty good the last few. That's a lie, isn't it?
Yeah. I wasn't going to call you out, but yeah, it's a lie.
Yeah. I'm just thinking back, that's a lie. But I actually bought a fade set and I bought a skein at the Saturday one, and then I bought a fade set at the one prior to that. It's just there in the bag next to me. And you know, I've not been good at all. I think
we need ourselves to put our bags in the safe. So
but I think for me, it is probably just to have a good clear out and organise myself better. And actually, when it comes to the sanctuary, it is to be a little bit more organised.
That's a good one.
Instead of panic, because at the last Christmas one, we changed our minds how many times?
Four or five.
four or five times, and that was after designing and you know, designing the item. We actually changed our mind five times.
Well, I designed quite a big project that we changed our mind on.
Yes.
It's a really lovely yarn, but there's a couple of yarns that I react to, Blueface Leicester being one and Blueface Kerry being the other, and one of the thing that I designed was quite big and took me a while, and it was in Blueface Kerry, so I had to take antihistamines before I crochet, and then I have to stop after a while because my hands go really tingly. So after all that torture to make this beautiful thing, we were like, yeah, let's put that on the back burner, we'll do something else.
Oh my word.
So yeah, but I think we do need to get a little bit more organised, don't we?
Just a little bit.
So we're gonna have maybe like just until the beginning of January to chill out for a bit, and then I think we've got to get back on it, haven't we?
Yeah,
that's amazing. I've never heard of anybody suffering for their art so much. Having to take antihistamines to crochet. That's above and beyond.
It's only those two specific sheep that caused the problem.
Hmm.
And of course, the yarn we wanted to use would be one of those, wouldn't it?
Yeah, naturally.
It would work.
So will that design see the light of day at a future sanctuary then?
Definitely.
Absolutely, yeah. I actually don't know I know where we changed it. I was just thinking, why did we change it? That will definitely come out, that one. Absolutely, yes.
Fabulous. I will look out for that one appearing at some point in the future.
Definitely.
Well, ladies, it's been a real joy to speak to you again. And all that remains...
Thank you for having us again.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I just want to wish you a very happy and peaceful and yarny Christmas.
Thank you very much.
And you too, Lindsay. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa and Linda Rose. It was so nice to catch up with you again. I look forward to seeing what you get up to next year. And if you want to find out more about the Crochet Sanctuary or the Black Sheep Wools Betwixtmas project we spoke about, you can find links to both of those in the show notes. Now, from crochet to knitting, and sock knitting in particular. Last year, Christine Perry, or Winnick Mum as she's known online, made her first appearance on the podcast. She spoke about her mission to teach the world to knit socks back in episode 31. Inspired by Christine's infectious enthusiasm and clear instructions on her blog, in her Super Socks book, and through her YouTube channel, last year I achieved something I didn't think was possible. I knitted myself a pair of socks. Since then, I went back for more, and I'm now on pair number 3. We were supposed to meet up in person last week for a chat and a cuppa, but unfortunately, the rather cold weather put paid to our plans. Instead, we stayed indoors and kept warm with a virtual brew and a catch-up.
Oh, well, Christine, hello again.
Hello, it's lovely to chat to you again.
Lovely to see you too. We were supposed to be in person today, but thanks to some frozen pipes, it's not quite happened, has it?
No, but thanks to technology, we can overcome these things.
It's
been nice to have a virtual brew instead.
Absolutely. So, Christine, you've been very busy recently. I've seen on your Instagram with the launch of your new cozy sock pattern, and it's raised a huge amount of money for charity, hasn't it?
Oh, it has. It's been lovely. I've been really pleased that so many people have wanted to buy the pattern to help. It's called the Sofa Snuggle Socks, and it's a double knit pattern that's designed just for sitting around in, really, or if you need an extra layer, or if you're watching TV or reading a book, and also for those yarns that you've never really wanted to use before, you know, because they're too nice to put in your boots, but you might like to see them when they're very elegantly on your feet, stretched out on the sofa. And what I've done is for every pattern that's sold, I've given £1 to the Tussle Trust, which is the organisation that supports food banks, because there are so many people who are struggling financially this year, and it's not right with this day and age. We shouldn't have people who are struggling, and they're people like you and me. They're not people who won't go and get a job or don't look after their money. They're people who might have a good job or two jobs and they're just not making ends meet, and it's wrong. So I wanted to try and do a little bit to help, and that's where that came from. And in November, when the pattern was launched, I was able to send £435, which is amazing, and I was so pleased. And it's going to be an ongoing donation, so as long as the pattern sells, I'll keep sending the money to the food banks.
And
hopefully one day we won't need them anymore.
Yes, let's hope so. Well, I'll make sure there's a link to your pattern, to your website, in the show notes for the episode. So if anybody's listening and they've not heard about the socks before and they want to buy a pattern, they can do that there.
Oh, that's kind of you. Thank you.
Not at all. So how's 2022 been for you as far as sock knitting is concerned, Christine?
It's been great. There have been socks in 2022, and that's always a good thing for me. And it's funny when you say, "Oh, what have you done?" Then the time just blurs, doesn't it? And you forget. But there've been loads of socks this year. There've been the Happy Feet socks. There was the collection for the West Yorkshire Spinners new colours, and I was really pleased that they asked me to do that for them. And then their Christmas sock, their gingerbread socks, and I loved designing those. That was a family of socks from baby, child, and then small and large adult socks, and that was great. That was something a bit different, and it was something for me to really get my teeth into. And then just more socks. There are always socks on my needles. In fact, right at the beginning of the year, there were the easy mosaic socks. That was for the Calla. That was a pattern that I was able to give away. And it has been lovely to still see those on social media. They've been knitted for gift patterns, because it's an easy pattern, but it looks impressive. And we always like to look impressive when we make presents for people, don't we? So that's been lovely. It's been great to have that available for people to use.
Fabulous. And have you got any sort of knitty type crafty things on your Christmas wish list at all? Is there anything that you're hoping to either make or get your hands on over Christmas?
Well, I'm working on the pattern for next year's Winterhaven Cow, and I do need to get off my backside and get that finished. Otherwise, I might be knitting at the last minute, right before it's due to go out, before the cow starts at the beginning of January. But I'm doing all right with that. That one's nearly there. And I was actually sent a couple of books to review recently, and I'm going to be writing about those on my blog. This week, so it'll go, and they're lovely. They're books that I would have liked to have had as Christmas gifts. So I'll think about those as being on my wish list, and they're really nice. But I think we get to a point where we know what we want and we know what we like. So we like to buy our own kit and we like to use the needles that we like. And so my family know very well not to buy me anything. They don't buy me yarn, they don't buy me needles, nothing unless I specifically ask for it and specifically give them a link to the one that I actually want. But I'm very lucky that I've been able to build up my kit and I've got just what I need now.
Wonderful. And do you have any New Year's resolutions as far as your craft's concerned at all for next year?
Well, it'll just be to knit more socks, and hopefully to be able to help people who want to learn to knit socks. So every year in January, I meet lots more people who said, right, this is the year we're going to knit socks. And I'm so pleased when I can help them and I can see them putting their first pair of socks on their feet. And I see the pictures on social media, or sometimes if I'm out and about, they'll pull their trouser legs up and they'll show me the number of times I've been out and they've been feet out of boots or shoes. And it's great. I love it. So I'm hoping that I'll be able to help people bring lots more pairs of socks into the world and into sock drawers to give away and wear for themselves. That's my plan for next year.
Oh, that's wonderful, Christine. Thank you so much. It's lovely to speak to you again.
And you too. And have a very happy Christmas and a Merry New Year. I've said that backwards, haven't I?
And the same to you, Christine.
But you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. Thank you.
It was so nice to see Christine again. Hopefully it will be in person next time. If you'd like to buy Christine's Sofa Snuggle Socks pattern and support the Trussell Trust, you can find links to her website and directly to the Sofa Snuggle Sock pattern, that's quite tricky to say, in the show notes for this episode. My thanks to my three guests, Lisa, Linda Rose and Christine, for chatting to me at this busy time in the run-up to Christmas. However you're spending the next few days, I hope it's a happy and peaceful one for you, and that you manage to find some time to do something crafty that you enjoy. Thank you so much for listening. It's been lovely to have your company today. I'll be back again in 1 week's time with a review of the Making Stitches year for you. Until then, stay safe, enjoy your crafting, and have a lovely Christmas.